God. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Sa'd, by the Quran, which is full of admonition, surely the unbelievers are in sheer arrogance and perverseness. How many generations have we destroyed before them? When the doom approached, they all cried out for mercy, but it was no longer the time to be saved. They wonder that a warner has come to them from among themselves, and the disbelievers say, "He is a sorcerer, telling lies. Does he claim that there is only one God in place of all other gods? Surely this is a strange thing." Their leaders go about saying, "Pay no heed, stand firm in the service of your gods. The slogan of one God is designed against you." We have not heard such a thing from any one of the people of latter days. It is nothing but a fabrication. Is he the only fit person among us to whom the admonition is revealed? But in fact, they doubt my admonition, for they have not yet tasted my punishment. Do they have the treasures of the mercy of your Rabb, the Almighty, the Munificent One? Or do they have sovereignty over the heavens and the earth and all that lies between them? So, let them ascend by any means to be in a position of dictating to Allah according to their wishes. Their faction is no more than an army who will be beaten right here. Before them, the people of Noah, Ad, and Fir'aun, the man of stakes, denied their rasuls. So did Thamud, the people of Lut, and those of Aika. All divided themselves into factions. All charged their rasuls liars. So just was my torment of annihilating them. These people also await nothing but a single mighty blast, the one which none may retard. They say, "Our Rabb, hasten our doom for us before the day of reckoning. O Prophet, have patience at what they say, and remember our servant Dawood, the man of strength, who was frequent in turning to Allah for guidance. We made the mountains join him in our praises at evening and at sunrise, and the birds too, with all their flocks, join in singing with him. We strengthened his kingdom and gave him wisdom and sound judgment in speech and decision." Have you heard the story of the two litigants who made an entry into his private chamber through climbing over the wall? When they entered in upon Dawood, he became terrified. They said, "Have no fear, we are two litigants, one of whom has wronged the other. Judge rightly between us and do not be unjust, and guide us to the right way." "This man is my brother. He has 99 ewes, while I have only one ewe. Yet he says, 'Turn her over to me,' and he has the means to prevail against me in what he says." Dawood said, "He has certainly wronged you in seeking to add your ewe to his flock. In fact, many partners are unjust to one another, except those who believe and do good deeds, and they are few indeed." While he said this, Dawood realized that we had tested him. So he sought forgiveness of his Rabb and fell down on his knees and turned to Allah in repentance. So we forgave his error. He will enjoy a place of nearness with us and an excellent abode. We said, "O Dawood, we have made you a vicegerent in the earth. So rule among the people with justice and do not follow your own desires, lest they mislead you from the way of Allah. As for those who go astray from the way of Allah, they shall surely have a severe punishment because of forgetting the day of reckoning. We have not created the heaven and the earth and all that lies between them in vain. That is the fancy of the unbelievers. Such disbelievers should be aware of the hell fire. Should we treat those who believe and do good deeds like those who create mischief in the earth? Should we treat the righteous like the sinners? This book which we have sent down to you is highly blessed, so that they may ponder upon its verses and the men of understanding may learn a lesson from it. To Dawood we gave Suleiman, an excellent devotee, who was frequent in returning to us. Worthy of mention is the incident when one evening excellent bred steeds to be used in jihad were presented before him. And he said, Surely I have adopted the love of these good things with a view to glorify my Rabb. In testing race of the steeds, when they disappeared from sight, he commanded, bring them back to me. Then he began to pass his hand over their legs and necks with affection. Behold, we also put Suleiman to the test and placed a mere body on his throne. Then he turned to us in repentance and said, O Rabb, forgive me and grant me a kingdom similar of which may not be given to anyone after me. Surely you are the real giver. We accepted his prayer and subjected to him the wind, which blew gently in whatever direction he wanted, and the shaitans, including all kinds of builders, divers, and others fettered in chains. We said to him, this is our gift. You may give or withhold to whomever you want, without any accountability. Surely he has a place of nearness to us, and will have an excellent place of final abode. Mention our devotee Ayub, when he called upon his Rabb, saying, Shaitan has afflicted me with distress and suffering. And we asked him, strike your foot on the ground, a cool spring will gush forth, wash and drink to refresh yourself. And we restored to him his family and many more with them as a grace from ourselves and a reminder for the people of understanding. Then to fulfill his oath of giving his wife 100 strikes, which he made during his sickness, we said, take a bunch of twigs and strike with it, and do not break your oath. Certainly we found him full of patience. He was an excellent devotee who turned to us over and over again. And mention our devotees Ibrahim, Isaac, and Yaqub, men of power and vision. Surely we chose them for their special quality of keeping in mind the abode of the hereafter. Certainly they are with us, among the best chosen. Also mention Ismail, Eliasa, and Zulkifl. All of them were among the best. This Quran is but a reminder. Surely the righteous shall return to an excellent resort. The gardens of Eden, whose gates shall be wide open to receive them. They shall recline therein, calling for abundant fruit and delicious drinks. And beside them, there shall be bashful virgin companions of equal age. These are the things which you are being promised on the day of reckoning. This will be our provision, which will never finish. Such will be the reward for the righteous, but for the rebellious there will be an evil resort, hell, that is, in which they will burn, the worst abode. Such will be the reward for the wrongdoers, so they will taste scalding water, festering blood, and other things of the same sort. It will be said to the ringleaders, here are your troops being thrown headlong with you. They are not welcome here, for they are going to burn in the hell fire. The followers shall say to their misguided leaders, but you, there is no welcome for you either. It was you who have brought us to this end, such an evil abode. Then they will pray, our Rabb, inflict on those who brought this fate upon us double punishment in the fire. Then they will say to one another, but why do we not see those whom we deemed wicked and whom we used to ridicule? Or has our eyesight failed to notice them? Surely this is the very truth. The people in hellfire will argue just like that. O Prophet, tell them, my mission is only as a warner. There is no divinity except Allah, the One, the Irresistible, the Rabb of the heavens and the earth and all that lies between them, the Almighty, the Forgiver. Say, this is a supreme message, yet you pay no heed to it. Also say, I have no knowledge of that time when the exalted chiefs disputed among themselves. I am informed about all this through a revelation because I am assigned the mission of a plain warner. Behold, when your Rabb said to the angels, I am about to create a man from clay. Then when I have fashioned him and breathed of my spirit into him, kneel down and prostrate yourselves before him. Accordingly, all the angels prostrated themselves except to please. He acted arrogantly and became one of the disbelievers. Allah said, O Iblis, what prevented you from prostrating yourself to the one whom I have created with my own hands? Are you too arrogant, or do you think that you are one of the exalted ones? Iblis said, I am better than him. You created me from fire and created him from clay. Allah said, Get out of here, for you are accursed, and my curse shall be on you till the day of judgment. Iblis said, O Rabb, then give me respite till the day of resurrection. Allah said, Well, you are given respite till the day of appointed time. Iblis said, I swear by your honor, I will mislead them all, except your chosen sincere devotees among them. Allah said, Fair enough, and now what I am going to say is also fair, that I will fill hell with you and all those who follow you among them. O Prophet, tell them, I do not ask you any recompense for conveying this message, nor do I pretend to be what I am not. This Quran is nothing but a reminder to all the worlds, and before long, you will certainly know its truth. Surat Az-Zumar, in the name